Prime to talk some motorsport now. In particular, let's talk about rally. And after a record-breaking 2023 in both hemispheres, Kiwi Motorsports superstar and he is Hayden Paton will return to defend both his European Rally Championship and New Zealand titles this season. That is great news. Last year proved to be a career one for the flying South Islander, finishing on the podium on all six ERC rounds he started, including winning the opener in Portugal. And this year aboard a BRC racing run Hyundai i20 N Rally 2, it could be another huge one for him. And still importantly, as always, he is keeping a healthy presence back here in the New Zealand racing rally scene in particular. Hayden has been good enough to take our call this morning after confirming his plans for the upcoming year. Hayden, thanks very much for your time. And how much went into the process? How much background work has to go into a process for you to make a decision like this and give us the green light?
Yeah, thanks, Lily. It's been a lot of hard work over the summer. You see in a lot of industries at the moment feeling the pinch, and obviously in our game it's financially very demanding. So we've had to find more budget with less, more or less. So, really 2 weeks out from the first rally, so it was cutting it pretty fine. But, you know, thanks to a lot of people, we've been able to put it together and looking forward to getting back over there.
I was just going to say, we sit here and we take funding for granted, and I suppose there are people in the motorsport business who take it for granted because it's done on their behalf. But how heavily involved do you have to be in that process?
It's probably the biggest role that I probably play, to be honest, outside driving. And in some respects, I enjoy that challenge, and it certainly is a challenge in the current climate. But, it's certainly not what it looks from the outside. We have to take budget to do our programs around the world, so it's not like Formula One or circuit racing. You know, in most places in rallying, you've got to bring the sponsors, bring the budget. So, we're very fortunate. This is our 10th year, actually, with Hyundai New Zealand, and they have a pivotal part in helping us put this together. It does get stressful from time to time, and you sometimes go searching for that money tree that doesn't really exist, but at the end of that, it's the passion that overrides it all that keeps us going.
Who are your other sponsors? I mean, we're not averse to thanking sponsors. So who else is involved apart with you and supporting you apart from Hyundai?
Yeah, well, look, we've actually got a massive family of partners in New Zealand. I think we've got 28 corporate partners on board. Obviously, led through Hyundai and Mitre 10 Trade. But then we've got a lot of other key partners like CZ Energies and Pirelli's, Bars Bugs. The list goes on. And, it is a family of partners. We're all in it together. And, I'm forever thankful for their support going forward. And not only for us, but also our team and our sport in general. You know, we're trying to, you know, continue to grow the sport here in New Zealand. And hopefully that might mean Rally New Zealand's back in coming years as well, and that sort of all goes part and parcel with everything.
I imagine too, this year of all years, being a defending champion, etc., you would have thought that might just come a bit more readily, but is it a sign of the times, Hayden?
Oh, it certainly is. And it's not just New Zealand. Obviously, I think, we've got a small business within the motorsport industry in New Zealand, and we're feeling the pinch in the same way as anyone else. But as I say, it's not just New Zealand. It is global. We're seeing the same in Europe. We're seeing the same with our team in Italy, through Germany, through the WRC in general. So, it is tough. But at the end of the day, you've got to keep your head above water, and I think challenges bring opportunity. So we've seen this time and time again. You know, even going back to 2008 with the recession we went through, if you stick at it and stay in it, then the opportunities exist at the other end.
You talk about family of sponsors, but of course you've got a family as well involved in driving, and that has included your sidekick John Kennett over the years. Is he with you again? And if he is, what about that relationship that you can't do without?
Oh, definitely. John and I are 19th year together, so we're as good as a married couple. I think he's retired about three times in that time, maybe, but we can't keep him out of the car. So, looking forward to having John over there. This year is a little bit different for us because last year in the European Championship, it was all new for us, all new events. At least this year, we go back with some experience, more or less probably with a bit more of a target paint on their back, but both John and I really enjoy that challenge. And then actually here in New Zealand, we'll have a young co-driver, Jared Hudson, who we sort of help and train up alongside John. So he'll do the New Zealand events with us, and John will focus on the European program.
Do you ever second guess him, or is there no time?
There's no time. Everything happens so quickly. So, He's no room for error in his game, and I certainly couldn't co-drive, that's for sure.
Right, okay. That's cool to know that you're sticking together as a team as well. What about that, but reflecting on last year, as you said, you've got a bit of a target on your back because you're going back there as the champion. What about who you're up against and that fact that you are a target? What are you expecting?
I guess it doesn't really change in our sense. You know, we know that we can lift our game from last year. We know everyone else will lift their game, as naturally happens in all sports. So, it'll be the same. It looks like the same, if not stronger, competition than last year. Mads Osberg, a few other old ex-WRC drivers along with ourselves. So, yeah, you've got sort of 30 competitive cars on each rally. Certainly the most competitive fields that we've ever been up against, and anyone in the top 15, 20 is capable of being on the podium. So, there's a lot of unknowns, but at the end of the day, we can only focus on the game that we're doing, so we've just got to prepare the best we can. The first rally in Hungary actually is a brand new rally for everyone, so full playing field, and hopefully just get the season off to a good start and get some points on the board.
What does the circuit look like this year? What does the European Championship look like?
Yes, a different one to previous years. This year it's a lot more tarmac orientated, so 5 of the 8 rounds are tarmac and only 3 are on gravel, whereas in the past it's normally more 50-50, so that probably doesn't work in our favour. We're not quite as much of a tarmac specialist, shall we say, compared to some of the others, but again, it's a challenge that we're ready to rise to. We've improved a lot in tarmac over the last couple of years, so hopefully that will that will help us out.
Does that, in a sense, sort of bring you, the skill of a driver and a co-driver, does that bring you back to the field a wee bit on tarmac?
Yeah, well, as I say, we are learning, we are improving. You know, the simple fact is that we don't have any tarmac rallies in New Zealand. So, all my career growing up, you never grow up learning tarmac rallies. So, whereas the guys over there, a lot of the national championships, say in France or Italy, their national championships are tarmac championships, like here in New Zealand, our championship's gravel. So they're a lot more used to it. But in saying that, we've got some pretty good experience now, and we've got a good team that we're sort of leaning on. And even based down at our base in Cromwell there, we're based on Highlands Motorsport Park at the racetrack, and even just being able to get out on the racetrack from time to time just helps hone your skills and get you ready for those tarmac rallies.
So just put us into the picture right here and now. You say 2 weeks' time, basically. You've got a fortnight to get ready for Hungary. How much will you be able to ascertain? You say it's a level playing field, but how much will you be able to ascertain about that particular course? I mean, how much work do you have to put in? How readily is that information available to something that's brand new?
Yeah, that is a lot harder. When the event hasn't been part of the championship before, we don't really have the data or the videos or the information to study like we would do if we were going back to an event we've done before. So more or less, you do have to go on a lot more blind. And in some senses, you almost feel underprepared because you can't do the homework that you normally would. But in saying that, you just got to remind yourself it's actually the same for everybody. Everyone's in the same boat, maybe other than a few locals who have perhaps done the rally locally. Other than that, we're the same as everyone else. So, we're just, at the end of the day, all we can do is we do a good test with the car, we prepare the car the best way we can, make sure John and I are physically in the best condition we can, and just get in the car, and you just got to trust in your natural instincts and do what comes naturally.
Tell us about the car. Compared to last year, is it the same one, or what modifications, or what was it about this year?
So the team BRC in Italy, who runs us, they have got a brand new car, so same spec car but brand new. We are waiting on some developments through Hyundai Motorsport, but not yet homologated, so we do know we've got some more competition in terms of new cars this year from Toyota and Skoda are probably the main rivals, and they've had a few upgrades over the summer, so we're waiting some of these upgrades, which we may not get for the first rally or two, so it puts us a little bit on the back foot to begin with. But that's why, we've got to think about the championship as a whole, and it's not necessarily going to be won or lost in the first one or two rounds.
Hayden, obviously you fly the flag for us overseas, but you also fly a very important flag for us here at home. I wonder about how much you're able to participate in the New Zealand Racing Rally Championship this year.
It's obviously very important for us and our partners that we compete in New Zealand, and to be fair, I don't have much of an excuse because we do have the best roads in the world, so I'll take any chance I can. But yeah, we'll miss the first round in Otago, which is the same weekend as Hungary in 2 weeks' time. So that's a little bit of a shame because it's one of my favourite events in the world. But outside that, we'll make the other five rounds in New Zealand. So yeah, certainly makes our work a little bit harder, having missed one of the six rounds. We're looking forward to that and do the best job we can along with our team. And we're running quite a few customers in New Zealand as well. So it's, you know, busy times for us.
I was just going to say, you know, we can see you on the Hyundai ads running throughout the country at the course at the moment. How much work do you do alongside with car development, etc., with Hyundai?
We're doing quite a lot, not only on the rally cars. We're actually working on some quite interesting technology projects in the background. And, you know, at the end of the day, any sponsorship or partnership, there needs to be a return on investment. It's not just about a sticker on a car or a TV commercial. It's about what we can do with the tech in the background. And that's what motorsport is unique for, is that it is the technology testbed for the automotive industry. So, you know, we're trialling a few things. We're doing a few exciting projects that will hopefully become more public over the next 12 months. And try and add value to the brand of Hyundai as well. You know, obviously we've got to make sure we win on the racetrack. That obviously helps. We've got a pretty good team of engineers and technicians at our base, and we're constantly developing and trying new things, whether it be with electrification or other alternative means of fuel in a car. There's all sorts of things going on at the moment.
In terms of Rally New Zealand, you talk about, and I'm talking the state of rallying in New Zealand now, you talk about the financial constraints, and even for you, you know, at the top of the tree, it's very hard to get support. You have to work overtime. Just how confident are you in the future of rallying New Zealand and the youth of the sport and the future of the sport in terms of its support? You think we're in relatively good shape here?
Yeah, look, there's definitely some good young drivers in the mix at the moment coming up through the ranks in New Zealand. I think that's certainly no shortage of talent. The problem is the opportunities that exist to go from New Zealand to overseas. But also, and probably even the bigger issue at the moment, is the health of the World Rally Championship, WRC. We've seen in the last two or three years, there's depleted numbers there. There's not a lot of teams. There's not a lot of driving opportunities. There's literally six or seven paid drivers in the world of rallying, which just is not feasible for the future, you know, to try and promote young drivers to make a career out of it. So the sport at the top level is struggling, but the FIA, the world governing body, they are shaking it up somewhat at the moment. There is going to be quite a few drastic changes happen over the next two or three years, and that needs to happen. Otherwise, the sport is actually in very high risk of you know, having a bit of a silent death. So I'm sure they'll fix it. It's, you know, the powers that be, that's their job. It's just sort of unknown how the next sort of few years is going to go. And I'm sure when we look back on this time in 5-10 years' time and the sport's in good health again, we'll just see this as a little blip in the road.
Okay, well, great talking to you, Hayden. Absolutely fantastic catch up with you again. Great to hear that things have come together, and we'll be keeping a very close eye on race one in a couple of weeks in Hungary and over your developments in Europe and, of course, back here at home. Thanks so much for your time. Travel safe, drive safe, all the very best. Thank you.
Great, appreciate it. Thank you.